Welcome to Sophisticated Property Investing, a podcast brought to you by Ethical Property Partners. New full-length episodes released every Thursday, but here's a quick caffeine cast.
Hi, I'm Frank Flegg, founder of Ethical Property Partners. What you're about to hear is actually audio from one of my YouTube videos. As well as the weekly deep dive podcast that's released every Thursday and the quick caffeine cast in between, there's also loads of content over on YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to our channel, but you want to see even more tips and advice for your sophisticated property investing, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners. See you over there.
Hey guys, so this is a follow-up episode to the episode I shot a few minutes ago, which was me going into my hairdressers and about to get my hair cut, and now you can see a lot less fluffy. Tracy did a really good job. Now, the eagle-eyed among you might have noticed that I called her Rachel, which is not at all unusual for me. Now, in sales, and we are in sales, do not kid yourself that we're not in sales. We're not buying properties. We are selling ourselves to vendors, investors, tenants. It's absolutely critical that you get your head around that as a sophisticated property investor. So you're in sales. Your job is to build rapport with people to the extent that they want to do business with you. And I have bought properties from people where I've paid less, I've had more favorable terms than someone literally that has walked into the house 10 minutes before me. And you think, oh no, you know, I've offered $5,000 less on an 80 grand property before now, and the vendor's gone with me rather than the person that walked out before me. So what is one of the best ways of building rapport? Well, it's to use someone's name. However, some of us are great at remembering people's names and some of us are not so great. Me being included in the latter group, because I just called my hairdresser Rachel when her name is Tracy. And I put a correction on the video and she laughed about it. And I said, I'll reshoot it at the end. And then of course I couldn't because I'd already had my hair done. And she's lovely and she's professional. But if I'd done that with a vendor and I wasn't in sales mode, I wasn't, you know, focused on building rapport, I was just relaxing, I'm the client. But if that was with a vendor, that would have undone masses of trust. Now, you can make a joke out of it. I realized that the second time I called her Rachel, I was like, oh, it's Tracy, isn't it? I'm so sorry. She's like, oh, it's fine. You know, call me whatever you like, which is very gracious of her. But, and you can make a joke out of it, and I have done that before, but it doesn't make the vendor feel special or the investor, etc. And it's quite a big faux pas in sales. So let me share a couple of tips and tricks that I have used in my business that served me quite well. The first is to put someone's name in your appointment in the calendar. You basically, this is what I do, I have their name in as many places as possible, and I consciously use people's names a lot. Now, that's quite a risky strategy, and actually some of my team laugh at me. They're like, Frank, given that you're so rubbish at names, why do you use people's names so much? But A, it's because that's just how I speak. I'm naturally, I like to use their name, I like to personalize it. B, it makes them feel great because it's the favorite word in the whole dictionary is your own name. And that goes for anyone. And thirdly, if I use their names lots, it reinforces it. It reinforces the fact that their name is that. Every time I look at them and say their name, I remember it. So I write it in my calendar. The great thing about that is we've always got our phones on us. So if you've got, you know, haircut with Tracy, which is what I actually had in my diary, if you're sat there and you think, oh, I can't remember what their name is, or, you know, help visit with Fred and Mary Smith, you can open your calendar because, you know, you're using your phone to work out numbers, to work out the offer, etc. You can open your calendar, have a quick look and go, ah, Fred and Mary, so Mary, and then you're rocking and rolling. So that's the first thing you can do. Writing it down helps you remember it, and it's there as a visual aid. Secondly, my suggestion is you write it on the paperwork that you take into the help visit. So if you're following the EPP system, you will take in the bare minimum of paperwork, but you will take in a home track report, a home track valuation report, and you're taking a Right Move Plus valuation report, and you're taking sold prices reports. You have those three. They're only about 3, 4, 5 pages each, so it's only a few sheets of paper. But if you're taking that in with you, I just write Fred and Mary Smith with the date at the top, so it looks really, you know, innocuous. But the sole reason for that is when I'm sat with them, if in a moment of forgetfulness I can't remember their name, it's there for me. I can just jot down and go, oh, Fred and Mary, so Fred and Mary. And it avoids the negative of getting their name wrong, but gives you the positive of getting their name right. So it's a win-win, you know, it's really valuable. Those are my top two tips, as well as using their names, not overdoing it. But I will probably use someone's name every 15, 20 minutes in a conversation. So if I'm with someone for an hour, hour and a half, I might use their names 4, 5, 6 times. And it just adds a lot of rapport. They'll maybe use my name once or twice. And I also use it in examples. So I'll say, you might phone me up and ask me a few difficult questions. And I'll say, Fred, those are great questions. Let me talk you through the answers. Or Mary, I might pop over and sit down and have a coffee with you so that we can chat through it. And Mary, it's absolutely fine if you've got lots of questions. So I'll slip it into even, you know, imaginary role plays with them. So hopefully that's helped you guys. It's great if you can remember people's names, but it's fine if you struggle with people's names. But either way, it is to your benefit and their benefit. Remember, this isn't some, you know, manipulative, people sometimes say that, oh, all this contrived salesmanship. No, it's not contrived. It is purposefully being as good as we can possibly be at helping our vendors to solve their property problems. And if that means you use their name in order to build more rapport, in order to have them trust you more, in order to be able to help them with their property problem, then that's brilliant. That's a win-win. So my encouragement is to use people's names, and if those few tricks help you, then feel free to use them. Guys, if you've enjoyed this episode, please do hit the subscribe button, click the notification bell. You'll hear instantly each and every time we upload a video for you. Each and every time I'm gonna get someone's name wrong, you'll know about it first. And if you know of someone who'd benefit from this content, this sophisticated property investing content, then do please share it with them. It'll help us to grow the channel. Until next time, happy investing.
That was audio taken from our YouTube channel. For more sophisticated property investing tactics, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners and listen out for our full-length podcast released every Thursday.